Rabbi Brian, November 2006. Welcome to the podcast. Glad you're listening. I want to talk today about placebos, the healing power of placebos. I'm fascinated by this. I saw an article in Ode Magazine in May and been wanting to talk about this since. Placebo, the word placebo comes from the Latin that means I will please, like placate, but placebo, I will please. The body will, if the brain thinks it's getting better, will get better. It's been scientifically proven over and over again. Of course, there's not a lot of money for research of placebos, and there's an ethical problem with testing placebos in our system. But it's very widely known. World War II, the hospitals ran out of morphine on the battlefields, and with their more conscious patients, they gave them a saline drip and told them it was morphine, and it was, without doubt, these people felt less pain. 1980s, somewhat controversial ethically, but a dentist's office told patients that they were going to admit ultrasonic waves out of this machine, and it would actually take away some of the pain during a oral procedure. And for the patients who had this machine, and it didn't matter whether or not the machine was on or off, they experienced less pain than the two other groups, the group who had traditional medicines and the people who had no medicines or were given nothing at all. This is quite amazing. Now, where my brain gets really confused is, what if the doctor really thinks that this ultrasonic machine is going to help the person to feel better? Is it unethical? I mean, the doctor really thinks it helps. There's one of the most famous studies on placebos, arthroscopic knee surgery. And it's been shown that people who had arthroscopic knee surgery, where they're put out, but nothing is done except for an incision made on their knee, that these people have the same exact recovery rate as the people for whom the scraping of the cartilage happened. Well, where's the ethics there? Should doctors who are performing arthroscopic knee surgery, not the placebo version, should they stop? I mean, their patients are getting better. Is it wrong? And what's this have to do with faith? What's that have to do with faith? Well, there's a Virgil quote that says, "They can because they think they can." If you really think, kind of like in the movie 76 Trombones, if you really think something's going to happen, if you have faith enough, it actually does happen. I'm most amazed and most stupefied by that. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.